friend of the Freak Nation for about the last 17 years, and we were drinking Nitro together. Clay Milliken with his very first NHRA win, and he does it on his home track there in Bristol. You want to just start rapping right now, Clay Milliken?
Oh, my goodness. I tell you what. You know, it's just been a crazy day. I am, I have to tell the truth, I'm not a big fan of Father's Day. It was, Father's Day is always a little tough, and he was riding with me today. I'm going to get it together here. Y'all hang with me. You know, he sent us a few signs along the way today that, it didn't matter what I did, the wind light was going to come on. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, it is absolutely crazy that, it took 19 years, 228 starts, and somehow another, you know, when the time was right, it was going to happen. And today was the day, Father's Day. And I am so proud of this whole team. I mean, they just made it easy for me. I couldn't do anything wrong. I mean, it was just awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. To get our first win right here, you know, in Tennessee is just incredible. Crazy that it happened right here. Like I said, when the time was right, it was going to happen. Guess what? Today, the time was right, and it happened, and wow, incredible. I don't even know what to think.
Clay Milliken, this is Crash Gladys, and I relate to you on Father's Day. I lost my father when I was 4. So I got to say, there's no such thing as coincidences. This happened to you today absolutely for a reason, and I'm so happy for you.
You know what? I 100% believe that. Actually, I took that no such thing as a coincidence to heart, and it was told to me by John Medlin. You know, he's been through, got a little more time, you know, since he's lost his son versus when I lost mine, and, you know, and he told me that. He said, there are no such thing as coincidences, and if you see something that tells you that he's trying to let you know everything's okay, it's no coincidence that happened. Semi-final round is crazy. We're rolling up there. It's hot, muggy, and a fan literally sticks his hand in the window while I'm riding in the back of the tow vehicle, shakes my hand, and hands me a motocross chest protector. And he said, Dawson signed that, and he told me that was his first ever autograph. And this guy handed me that chest protector, and Dawson signed it, number 25. And,
wow,
you know, it was tough. I had to keep it together. I'm like, wow, you know, but it was just such an obvious sign that today was our day. And, you know, it was unreal. Unreal. When, you know, when we run Leah in the final, that car's been unbelievably tough. I mean, even Steve Torch in the semifinals. I mean, the guy's just been on fire. But it didn't matter what we did. You know, the time was right. When the time's right, it's going to happen. And today was that day.
Clay Milliken, this is your first time in the Speed Freaks, but your first time as a winner. You've been to a lot of final rounds. Why didn't you ever close the deal before now? What was it that kept you out of the victory circle in the NHRA?
You know, it's crazy. You know, 50-something wins, 6 straight world championships, all those crazy things that happened, you know, in my IHRA days. And to be honest with you, I thought, well, you know, when I finally moved to NHRA full-time, I'm like, hey, we'll start knocking them off and start turning those wind lights on, like, all the time. But, you know, it just didn't ever happen. For whatever reason, you know, whatever the case was, all those final round runner-ups that we had all these years. But it's all about people. You know, the right people are assembled here with this group. Doug Stringer, you know, started a brand-new team, and, you know, it's just crazy. It's people. People are what make these things run, and it takes the right people to turn all those wind lights on, and it was right.
Clay Milliken, speaking of people, who was your first congratulatory phone call?
You want to know the truth? The first
person
I have talked to on the phone is you two guys. I have been nonstop hooping and hollering and signing autographs and cheering and getting my picture made, and you are the first two that I have talked to. Now, who am I going to call? I'm calling Daddy, because that's the man that started me down this drag racing path. And when we finally, you know, get to a stopping point to where we're not high-fiving and cheering, he will be the first person I call. But I promise you, he already knows it.
Clay Milliken is in the Speed Freaks pits. His first win in the NHRA, even though he set hundreds of records in the IHRA. Clay, you went a long time before this first win came. Was there ever a time when you just became human and said, how much longer can I do this? Why don't I stop and go do something else?
You know, it's just crazy. You would think, you know, I don't even know. You know, it's like I said, 19 years, you would think at some point you'd be like, I'm giving up, but I love what I do. You know, whether I ever finally got the win or not, I was going to keep doing this until I just couldn't. And, you know, and in this sport, you know, that certainly comes down to sponsorship. And I've had a group of people behind me for a long time. I mean, Parts Plus, this is, you know, six straight years they've been with me. They've stuck with me through thick and thin and through, you know, changing teams and all this craziness. And then we got, you know, Doug Stringer. He kind of saved me. I thought I might have been done. And we got a team started with him, and he brought Great Clips along. So this is our third year together. And, it's unreal. I mean, it's just right time, right people. And, it's all good.
I don't know why Kenny referenced the fact that, hey, you know, would you just sometimes just want to give up and go 10 bar? No, you would want to if you ever gave up motorsports, you'd be rapping, wouldn't you?
Oh, I might have to start a, you know, career as a Tennessee country rapper or something. But one thing for sure, I can't sing, so I'd have to be a rapper. And then I would not I have no dance moves, so it's crazy. You know, it's just crazy. And I know y'all are hearing all these people yelling, we're towing the car back to the pit area, and it is just wild. It is absolutely wild.
We're going to let you get back to the party, but one last thing. What does this do for you and the crew? Does this open up any doors? Does this mean that you're going to go five more years? Does this what does this do for you personally?
I think, you know, it's just the opening of a door, and who knows? I mean, this could be the floodgates. I mean, it absolutely could be the floodgates of, you know, a ton of wins coming. And I mean, obviously the end goal of this is championship. That is the end goal. We're going to try to go out there and win this championship and see if we can't get that done. I mean, we got a good jump in the points right now. That helps a lot. That's what's going to happen. I mean, the floodgates are going to open. This team knows they can get it done, and they proved it to themselves, and they proved it to me that even an old guy like me can still get it done when he has to.
Clay Milliken, your NHRA Top Fuel winner. Damn, that sounds good.
Oh, yes.
First time in the Freak Nation as an NHRA Top Fuel winner. It's awesome to get you in here, buddy. Let's do this again before you and I crap the bed.
I tell you what, I appreciate it. Everybody in the Freak Nation, y'all are awesome. I love coming on this show, but tonight was really special because I'm coming on this show as the winner in Bristol, Tennessee in 2017. Stomp on that loud pedal, brother.
See you, Clay.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate y'all letting me come on.
Statman, it doesn't get much better than that, does it?
That's a Hall of Fame dude. That's a Hall of – he and I have laughed. We've sat in the haulers and laughed and – joked about Tennessee. That's just a Hall of Fame dude.
Everybody out there listening in some form or fashion can identify with what he was going through the first couple of minutes in that interview when he said that he's not a real big fan of Father's Day because he lost a son. He's talking about Dawson. And damn it, man, to be able to get into a Top Fuel car, not just qualify, but to beat the bejesus out of people that have been beating the bejesus out of you for two decades and then go out and win the damn race. You concentrate for 4 seconds, under 4 seconds. But that's absolute stones to be able to do that on Father's Day. It's floating around your head. I mean, the great ones can certainly close it out, but holy smokestat, we get older. It's not like I'm hanging out at 25 and got so many things going on to where I can back some things out of my melon right now. But at my age now, you kidding me?